Spring is a welcome time in northern Ontario, after our long and often dark winters. Most folks are eager to get outside, putter in their yards and enjoy the sunshine. One caveat for many during this season of renewal is the arrival of insects once the weather warms up. But don't be too critical or hasty to shoo away insects and small critters. Many of these creatures are pollinators and play a small but mighty role in maintaining biodiversity. Helping pollinators thrive. Worldwide, bees and native pollinators are experiencing population decline. This is due to habitat loss, pesticide use, climate change, and other factors. Yet these pollinators are essential for a healthy ecosystem and our food system. Many municipalities across Canada are showing support for pollinators by protecting their natural habitat. The city of Greater Sudbury recently updated the clearing of yards bylaw to permit residents to allow grass or vegetation on their property to be taller than 20 centimeters in height until June 1st of each year. Between June 1st to December 1st, residents must maintain grass, weeds or vegetation on their property, so it is no taller than 20 centimeters in height. Residents aren't prohibited from cutting their lawns earlier than June, but they now have the option to let them grow. When grass grows a little longer, it allows more time for early spring flowers to bloom and vegetation to grow, which helps early season pollinators. Allowing flowers to bloom in your lawn serves as a source of nectar and pollen, helping pollinators thrive. Several studies have illustrated that reducing the frequency of mowing to every 2 or 3 weeks benefits not only bees, but butterflies, grasshoppers, dragonflies, and other insects. If you're inspired to help our native pollinators, you can plant a bee-friendly, flowering lawn, and include white clover. It is not only drought-resistant but helps bring more nitrogen to your yard. Naturalized areas. A naturalized area is a space in your yard that has been set aside to grow naturally. There are several creative ways you can provide food and habitat for pollinators. Try these tips for creating your own pollinator garden and making your home a habitat, or visit Pollinate Sudbury for more ideas. Of course, once the month of June arrives, the clearing of yards bylaw is in effect. As per the bylaw, your yard must be maintained. However, creating a designated space for wildflowers is still permitted. Put down the rake. Are you diligent about raking up leaves and grass trimmings? You might instead want to try grass recycling or grass cycling, which means leaving your grass clippings on the lawn. There are many benefits. Clippings help to grow healthy lawns by decomposing quickly, retaining moisture, and releasing nutrients back into the soil. It saves money by reducing the need for paper bags, chemical fertilizers, and watering. It saves time by eliminating the need to collect and dispose of clippings. Finally, grass cycling helps the environment by acting as a natural fertilizer. Grass cycling tips. A good rule of thumb to remember is high and dry. Mow when grass is dry to avoid clumping. Remove only 1/3 of grass length or 1 inch maximum per mowing. If the grass is overgrown, mow twice, first at a higher blade setting, then a lower setting. Sharpen your mower blades twice a year. If you do choose to rake, be sure to compost your leaf and yard trimmings in a backyard composter or use a paper bag for municipal pickup. Electric lawn equipment. As the community continues to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, purchasing electric landscaping equipment is becoming a great alternative. The city is also replacing small tools with battery-powered versions. So far, these include cut-off saws, chainsaws, and drills. Staff are enjoying them as they are fume-free and much lighter to use than a gas or corded tool. Climate change adaptation in spring spruce-ups. In the past few decades, our climate has changed in Greater Sudbury. When you consider the hot weather advisories, wind storms, and high precipitation, it makes sense to become better prepared, a concept known as climate change resilience or adaptation. When you are setting up your seasonal landscaping and furniture, consider resilience measures such as rain barrels, shade structures, umbrella holders, and rain gardens. Visit the Climate Risk Institute for more information and links to local weather that continues to be monitored. A note about pesticides. Many residents of Greater Sudbury have expressed concerns about neighbors spraying for insects and mosquitoes. Science North has developed a helpful video. Watch it on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Pollinator Photo Contest. Show us your naturalized gardens, dandelions or crocuses with hoverflies or bees, and spring pollinator spaces. Submit your photo to EarthCare at greatersudbury.ca until May 31. On June 1, one photo will be picked at random, and the winner will receive their choice of either a rain barrel or a dog waste digester. See contest rules and regulations on Facebook. Upcoming events in Sudbury. BEV In-Depth. Minds to Mobility Conference. Wednesday, May 31 to Thursday, June 1, 2023. Cambrian College of Applied Arts and Technology. 2023 Gardener's Day and Spring Plant Sale at the Sudbury Market. Gardener's Day. The Sudbury Market and Sudbury Horticultural Society. Saturday, May 27. Science North. Northern Ontario Youth Climate Action Summit. Presented by Science North, in partnership with Roots and Shoots and inspired by the Wild Center. Details soon on https://www.sciencenorth.ca/events. Check out the city's environmental events online calendar for upcoming events. If you have a project you would like the city to highlight, contact Jennifer Babin-Fensky at earthcare@greatersudbury.ca. You can also follow EarthCare Sudbury on Facebook.